It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, September 15th. I'm Patricia Naft. A 14-year-old boy was shot and killed while hunting on the Grand Mesa early Sunday morning. Justin Burns was a resident of Palisade. The Mesa County Sheriff's Office reports that Burns and his father were bow hunting when he was shot. It's also currently black powder season in Colorado. The suspected shooter has been identified, but the investigation into the teen's death is ongoing. A significant increase in syphilis cases in Colorado has health officials concerned, KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Between January and July of last year, there were 164 early-stage syphilis cases recorded in the state. During the same period this year, there were 255 early-stage syphilis cases. That's a 56% increase. Dr. Daniel Shodell with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says across the U.S., infection rates are going up, including here in Colorado.
The increase in syphilis is impacting nearly entirely men. It's about 96% men who were suffering from syphilis infection in Colorado in 2015. And amongst those men, most are men who have sex with other men.
The disease can cause sores, skin rash, and neurological symptoms. There were even 9 cases of ocular syphilis reported in Colorado so far this year. It's caused 2 people to go blind.
And this is part of the reason that we're so concerned about folks protecting themselves, getting tested, and getting treated.
Shodell says the disease is curable. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
The Western Colorado AIDS Project in Grand Junction, which serves 22 counties, provides free rapid HIV and Hep C testing. It also offers referrals for free testing for other STDs. A final formal ruling has been made in the lawsuit a woman brought against the Montrose County government. Stephanie Barnett was formerly the county's internal services director, but was fired soon after informing her boss about her pregnancy. She soon miscarried. According to the Daily Press, the county will have to pay over $782,000. With the formal ruling given, the county can now choose to appeal the federal discrimination case. Mine closures and scalebacks have hit the western slope in recent years, and that's put a lot of strain on the local economy. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Region 10 is an organization that represents and works for multiple western slope governments. They'll be participating in a conference in Grand Junction this week, along with representatives from counties from all over the country, looking at mining and how to diversify an economy normally reliant on one large employer. This is Region 10's Executive Director, Michelle Haynes.
The largest portion of our team will be Delta County team. So we have the county and the city and the economic development group represented there. And we're also taking a couple of people from the west end of Montrose County, which also has a coal mine and a coal plant as well.
She hopes to be able to network with other towns across the country to hopefully learn about what's worked. This is a large problem these communities face, and Haynes knows it won't be solved easily.
I think there's several obstacles. I mean, one is these are very good-paying jobs in our community, and you know, when you think about the median wage in Delta is around $32,000, $34,000 a year, and this is typically, you know, $70,000, $80,000 jobs a year. That alone has a huge impact on our community when we lose those jobs.
Man, $70,000 to $80,000. Mm-hmm. Do you know where they're hiring for coal jobs anywhere by chance?
I know, right? They are still hiring for coal jobs in some places, and that is an issue for us because, you know, what happens a lot of times is our workers actually end up leaving our community. So you have the issue like the decline enrollment in the Delta County schools, a lot of it related to the loss of those coal mine jobs, which impacts, obviously, the rest of our counties as well. And obviously, you know, even if we can recruit new jobs into the community, and they're good-paying jobs for our community, maybe $30,000 or $40,000 a year, they still don't backfill a coal mining job.
Haynes hopes that the economy of these counties can adjust so they're more resilient through the boom-and-bust cycles connected with energy development. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A bipartisan committee of Colorado lawmakers is wrapping up statewide hearings this week on Colorado's water plan. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The future of Colorado's water supply is at the heart of the plan. Members of the public were invited to comment at meetings across the state in towns such as Salida, Alamosa, Durango, Montrose, and Craig. Final stops are in Walden, Greeley, and Aurora. Republican Representative Don Corum of Montrose says the universal theme was the need for more storage.
On these wet years, we're letting a lot of water leave the state beyond our compact obligations.
Still, Corum concedes most people don't know much about water policy or the long-term challenges.
They turn the water tap on and they have water, and that's about as far as they think about it. I don't think they concentrate a whole lot on how much they're using or how much they're not using.
The state's water plan will be finalized by the end of this year. Corum thinks significant legislation will take time to develop and will most likely happen during the 2017 legislative session. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Colorado Department of Local Affairs says more than $73 million has been distributed to communities around the state. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce says the money comes from annual severance taxes and mineral lease payments from the oil and gas industry.
Oil and gas companies drilling in Colorado pay fees and taxes to both the state and federal government. And some of that money comes back to the communities impacted by drilling. What's interesting about this year's $73 million is it's almost as much as the $75 million collected in 2014, despite oil prices being less than half of what they were at last year's peak. The state says that's because production actually increased, even as prices started to fall. But the real impact of falling prices won't be felt until next year. The Office of State Planning and Budgeting is predicting a more than 60% drop in severance tax receipts by then. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.
According to new data released Friday, ACT exam scores for Colorado high school juniors dipped compared to the previous year. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Every high school junior in Colorado takes the standardized test, and the scores can be used in college admissions. The ACT consists of multiple choice questions in English, math, reading, and science. During the last school year, students had a slightly lower score in all subjects, except science, which was slightly up. Will Morton is the Director of Assessment Administration for the Colorado Department of Education.
In general, across the state, we've seen a positive trend over the last 10 years. So a little bit of up and down, small up and down from one year to the next isn't too concerning.
The state composite score was 20.1, down from 20.3 in 2014. A perfect score is 35. There are also some gender differences, with males performing better in math and science and females better in English and reading. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix.